This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As parents, we know we're not supposed to blow our top. We're supposed to be the adult, calm and in control at all times, right? But we're only human, and most of us will have times when we lose our cool. So how can we patch things up after a Barney, and what impact does it have on our kids? Colette Smart is an adolescent psychologist and a parenting expert. She's got some ideas on how we can salvage the situation. Hi, Colette.
Hi, Katrina.
None of us wants to be angry mum or dad, but I guess we all do have our moments. Does it damage kids if we do explode in anger?
Look, I'm so glad you said at the very beginning that adults are also human and we also lose our cool. And I think we suffer from so much parent guilt as it is. We're always told that we kind of feel like this is what I have to be doing, and so I don't feel good enough, and somehow I'm damaging my children in every little thing I do. And obviously there's things, you know, ongoing psychological abuse or physical abuse absolutely are trauma issues. But I think in our everyday dealings with our children, we need to remember it's the overarching patterns and the overarching relationship that matters with our children. So obviously if we use yelling and fighting as our default interaction when we communicate with our children or lose our cool all the time, then, you know, every time there's a disagreement, that's damaging. But really, I believe just like individuals have personalities, I actually believe families have personalities. Hmm. And I think, you know, I know some families are very quiet and gentle-natured in everything they do, from the hobbies they do to the what they do at the dinner table and how they chat. Our family, on the other hand, is very loud in almost everything we do.
So is ours.
So our family does loud laughter, loud fun. I think play has been hyperactive and energetic and loud since my children could even, you know, crawl. So, you know, even our debates in our wider family are enthusiastic and animated. So it stands to reason that even our disagreements can be loud or very vocal. It's just, for me, it's just in those loud disagreements that we need to be very careful about what we say and how we say things, more than just the volume. For me, that's the underlying issue.
Yes. Oh, that's interesting. It sounds like you could be describing my family actually as well, Colette. Now, if we do lose it, are there ways we can make things better again?
So I think if we start, we almost go to before we have an argument. So thinking about whether you argue animatedly or you give the silent treatment, which we need to remember can be equally damaging. It's in those things, like I said, how you say them and the things that you say that can be really disrespectful and hurtful, whether it's to your spouse in the house or to your children. Because when we know someone intimately, that's when we can be the most hurtful, because we know where they're vulnerable. So we have to guard our tongues. I know some experts actually say after a big tantrum as well, you know, you need to sit with your child next to them while they're having the tantrum. I believe that as a blanket approach is limited, because I think there are some children, I know particularly one of my children, can't stand that. They need space to settle down. They don't want anyone around them while they're calming down until they're ready for a hug. And we have to remember that for some parents, because parents are human, sitting with their children while they yell and shout can be too much for the adult. We need to remember, yep, you are the adult, but there are adults that are also struggling with sensory overload issues and anxiety themselves. So for some adults, the best thing you can do is sit just outside the door or sit next door in the room, take deep breaths while your child settles down and is ready for affection. But as adults, even in your arguments, you know, if you feel yourself beginning to get to the point of exploding or saying something unkind, take yourself away to another room, out to the garden, go for a walk around the block if you have to, obviously not if your children are tiny, but just, you know, even giving yourself space or permission to have space is important. But
yeah.
For me, it's in the good times when there isn't an explosion that we talk about the boundaries. So say, what works for you when you are angry? What do you need from me at that time? Do you need to be left alone for 5 minutes? Or do you like to be hugged immediately? Is it best for you, ask your husband, is it best for you to go for a walk I won't be offended if you do. It just means you need space. So it's really talking those things through and modelling apologising to your children is really important.
Okay, well, that's good. So if their trust has been damaged a little bit, say you did overreact to something, what do you think it takes to restore that trust?
This will take work. We need to realise if trust has been damaged, you cannot just get over that overnight or in a week. Sometimes it can take a long period of time because you've got to build up that trust again. So obviously saying sorry is important and not holding grudges is important, but you know, you need to often prove to your child or your partner that when you say sorry, you are actually going to do something to change your behavior. And really even sitting and listening to that, to the other person, whether it's your child or an adult, why are they hurt? How have you hurt them? And don't sit and justify why you did something. That is the time you actually just need to sit and listen. And then model things like not going to bed when you're angry, not holding grudges for long periods of time, really try to earn back the trust between the two of you. And I think that when people get stuck in ruts or patterns of damaging behavior, that's when I think you might need a neutral party, whether it's a counsellor or a pastor, someone to sit with you and actually help you, you know, move to healthier levels in your relationship.
Okay. Well, that's good to keep in mind as well. Thanks, Colette.
Thank you for having me.
That's adolescent psychologist Colette Smart. We've been talking about calming down after conflict. You can find Colette online at colettesmart.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.